Unit 3, Part B, Activity 2. You are about to listen to a conversation between a runner and her coach. Answer the questions before you listen. Discuss your answers as a class. Hi, Sarah. That was an awesome race. You really outdid yourself today, don't you think?
Do you think so? I guess. I did do pretty well, but I could have done even better.
Hey, you just moved up a notch, and now you're eligible to go to the championship next week. That's something to be very proud of.
I suppose so, but lately I've been feeling as if I'll never be fast enough. My times are only a little bit better than they were 6 months ago.
What do you mean, Sarah? I think you've come farther than you've come in the past 6 months. Remember when you first started running? Your times were much slower, and you just didn't have the stamina you have now. Look at you today. You're strong, you've made incredible progress.
Well, I'm doing better than I was 6 months or a year ago, but I still need to be a lot faster to win. What about all the other runners who are as much faster than I am? How can I compete with them?
Sarah, each athlete progresses at a different pace. You've got to be patient. You're doing the best you can right now, and you've shown enormous dedication to your sport.
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but a friend of mine told me about something I could take to build my muscles and improve my speed.
Something you could take? Do you mean a drug to help you get stronger and faster? Don't even think about it. You've worked so hard to train to build up your strength and speed. There's no shortcut to becoming strong and fast. It takes hard work and training.
Well, my friend took the drug and she thought it really helped her to be faster. Plus, she said she had fewer aches and pains and she could work out longer and she could race harder.
Sarah, using drugs is an artificial way to mask the pain of training. Being an athlete is hard work. No pain, no gain. If you cover the pain by taking a drug, you could hurt yourself because you won't know when to stop before you cause an injury.
Well, I still think about trying it. It would mean faster times and more medals. Right now, nothing seems more important to me than being the fastest.
Did your friend tell you that these drugs have severe health effects too? Can hurt your heart or cause other serious damage. Some people even die from taking these drugs.
Really? Well, my friend didn't mention that.
Are you really willing to sacrifice your health for medals? Life is lived in a long runway, you know? Don't you want to live a long, healthy life?
Of course I do, but still, it's not fair. I know other runners who have taken the drugs. How can I compete with them?
Just because someone else is doing it, it doesn't mean you have to as well. I wish you would just concentrate on your skills. You are a good enough athlete to win on your own without the help of performance-enhancing drugs. That is something to be proud of. I want you to win those medals fair and square because you are truly the fastest.
Well, you may be right, but I'm so eager to win. Not sometime in the future, right now.